Indeed, this petition has been signed by over 5,600 Donegal people, and no doubt it has the support of many, many more. And it's been handed over to the Minister's Department this morning, just in time for the budget. And the situation is very, very clear. Last year, every single day, on average, 19 Donegal people were on trolleys rather than in a proper hospital bed in a proper hospital ward. Now, this was happening at the same time there was a 19-bed short-stay ward lying empty. An absolute scandal. It's been going on for the last number of years with no resolution. Last year, we thought for definite that we were going to fund the reopening of this ward, and this is now another year past. So we're saying very clearly, the people of Donegal, we want the short stay ward open. We want this issue of trolleys and people's dignity being taken away when they're in an emergency. We want it resolved once and for all.
Do you believe this petition, combined with Fianna Fáil's stance on it ahead of the budget this afternoon, will see some progress here?
Well, we would have liked if Fianna Fáil had have made this a red line issue last year. They had that opportunity last year in the budget. We're pleased that due to public pressure in Donegal, they have done it this year. We hope now that in the budget, either today or tomorrow, that we have confirmation that the funding for the reopening of our 19-bed short-stay ward is going to be announced. It needs to happen this year. We cannot allow it. We see it every day throughout 2018, 2017, where we have up there the highest numbers in the entire state for Letterkenny University Hospital, with our people on trolleys rather than on adequate beds, proper beds and proper wards. This cannot go on any longer.